Trey Young, and I do enjoy listening to the old stuff.
Thanks,
you know?
Joey. Thank you, man. There's a CD that we played, some things they released this past year, and if you liked, and you, obviously you weren't around when the original albums were out, they took a pretty good selection of stuff off of the CD and ours to put it out last year, so it's done quite well. They didn't do a whole lot to promote it, but it's, you know, the word of mouth on it spread, and the quality, they remastered it all.
Yeah.
Quality of the stuff sounds really good, and I really appreciate you calling and saying that, man. My new record's just out. I hope you dig it.
Well, hey, I got my hands on it.
Oh,
I haven't listened to the whole thing, but I'm going to.
Good, man.
And I got one more thing to say, if I can.
Please.
Okay, do you think that, you know, nowadays music, in the music business industry, is all political, you know, about getting promoted and all, but do you feel that you're being stereotyped as being Keith Partridge, you know?
I keep trying to get away from it, and, you know, honestly, all people want to do is talk to me about it. Maybe I'm doing myself an injustice by talking about it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I could be an ass and just say, hey, I'm not talking about it. Or I could just deal with it, which is what I have done. I think this is really the last go-around for me. I've been talking about it for 15 years since I finished it, and I really am kind of fed up with it, but no, I don't think I'm being stereotyped. My music has nothing to do with it, and I think people are seeing me as me, but
well, you
of
know,
course people's curiosity about it,
yeah.
They want to talk about it.
Well, you know, when you were talking about the program directors, I'm sure, like, when your promoter went up and said, well, here's a new David Cassidy.
Yeah, well, of course.
Like, well, oh, you mean Keith Partridge?
Exactly, sure. That's the problem, is that I'm having to deal with...
Danny Osmond's been well.
Yeah. Oh, wow, but that guy's a totally different story. Man.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not docking that guy, but, you know, it's a totally different story.
It is, yeah. I think the difference in my fix on it is that he was doing him, and I was playing a character on a show that I got sort of pigeonholed in, and I think people do still think of me as that, and it's been a real obstacle, to be honest with you. And I listen to this record, and I've heard the comment, well, it's just not rock enough for us, and then, well, it's really not, it's not urban or dance enough for us, and frankly, it's pretty discouraging.
I think it's BS, because when I heard that, man, you know what? If you wouldn't have said you were David Cassidy, they would have said, well,
exactly.
Hey, you know, if you would have said you were like, just to use somebody else's name, you know, this is David Jones.
Right.
Boom.
Right.
You know, it would have made it, you know?
Yeah.
But since you're David Cassidy,
well, it's making it. Honestly, the record's a really big hit in the country. It's just Los Angeles, it's a very hard town, and, it was always difficult. I suppose it's because there's a certain amount of snobbery here. I don't know exactly what it is. I can't quite put my finger on it. I live in this town. It is discouraging, you know, to have a hit and hear it all over the country. I've just been through the United States.
Wow.
And it's top 10 in so many markets. It's doing incredibly well in New York, which is the number one market.
Yeah.
So all I got to say is hopefully some of them it will come around, and if they don't, I guess I'm just going to be happy playing everywhere else. I don't know what else to say about it. I do have the number one station in town, and I have to thank them for that, which is Coast. And even though they're not playing the real record, they're playing a sort of a softer version.
Special Coast mix.
Yeah, exactly.
No, there's even another mix of that.
Oh, yeah.
There's soft.
There's a soft
Coast mix. Enigma Records would be into the
Well, you have
mixes.
To be. You have to look at it as a business, Rodney, and say, if no other radio station's going to play me, am I going to then say to the number one station in town, no, you can't remix it?
No way.
I got to get played somewhere. So I'd love somebody to pick up on it and play it, and hopefully they will. I know we're doing the best we can, and you know, we went from 34 to 29 this week in Billboard, and it's
congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it's doing really well. So
cool.
I'm very happy.
Well, you know, I'll leave you with this though, man. If you know, I entered that MTV radio, win your own radio. If you know, if I do win that radio station, bro, it's gonna be in LA, and I'll play your album.
Thanks,
up
man.
And down, dude.
All right.
You count on me. And you know what, Rodney? I think I'm gonna have you work in my station. I'll raise your salary, man.
All right, Joey. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Thanks for your call.
Well, take it easy, huh?
And you.
Hey, you know what? I think your bus is over here in Culver City, right in back of, you know where the old MGM is?
Yeah.
I seen it there. I just passed by the other day, and it's there.
You're kidding.
You swear to God?
It's at the MGM Studios, where it's Lorimar now.
Really? Well, that would make sense, because Lorimar, I think Columbia is now moved over there.
Yeah, because there's a little... They restore old T-Birds across the street on Washington Boulevard, and they got it right in the back lot.
I gotta go there.
It's right across the street from St. Augustine's Church.
I gotta go there. I'll go there next week. I'm going out of town for a few days.
Do it.
I'll be back. Okay.
Well, hey, good luck, bro.
Thanks.
I'll see you.
Thanks for your call.
K-Rock. Hello?
Yeah,
Who's this?
Hi.
Who's this?
This is Amanda.
Amanda, how are you? This is David.
Oh, well, I'm right on the air.
You're on the air.
I had one question for you.
Sure.
Well, first of all, I think you're really groovy, and I grew up watching the Partridge Family.
Thanks.
And I always thought you were pretty the happiest dude in town.
Thank you.
Are you married?
No.
Not married?
Not married.
Have you ever been married?
Yep. Yeah, I stepped up to the plate a couple times, and... Yeah.
Who are you married to? Kay Lenz?
My first wife was Kay Lenz.
Right.
Yeah.
I know Kay.
She's great. And successful actress and good person. Haven't seen her in a while, but nonetheless.
Maybe she's up at Tower Records at 3 o'clock.
I don't think so. I think she's probably got something better to do on Friday. Maybe, like, get her hat blocked or something, but no. What can I do? What, got a question?
That was it.
That was it?
Yep.
No, the answer is no, I'm not married. Thanks.
Great.
So you be at Tower Records at 2 o'clock.
I just might.
Come down.
Tower Records in L.A.?
Tower Records on Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood.
Right on.
3 o'clock on Friday. I'll be there.
Okay.
See ya.
All right.
Bye.
Right. Anyway, let's hear another cut from your album. What are you queued up here? This is from the new David Cassidy solo LP.
Mm-hmm. Just out. On Enigma, and what we're going to hear is a song called Stranger in Your Heart, which I wrote with Mark Spiro and Mike Reno from Lover Boy.
All right, on KROQ. What to say?
walking down an empty road, I saw a man in old grey clothes, a stranger. Passing by, he smiled at me, but when I looked, I realized the danger. For his eyes, he looked so empty and cold, and something told me that I'm gonna be rolled. In my pocket only cents and dimes, but then for them he'd gladly kill me. Walking fast and walking fast, I managed just to slip around the corner. Thought to hear my running feet as I went pounding down the street like thunder. But I've never heard my heart beat so fast, and I've never been so scared in the past. And I never ever realized that this place could be evil to me. Billy Potter, you didn't tell me that I needed a gun. Billy Potter, when you wrote, you said that this place is fun. What have I done? Now Bill is pardoned, Bill is deaf, it's good to have when the going's right, he told me. Don't go out alone at nightfall, if you do, you'll have to fight, stay by me. Now he's teaching me each and every day, and I could not in this place I might stay. And I never ever realized what a rabbit I would turn to be.
That's Mick Ronson.
That's Mick Ronson. Yep.
And you once did some work with him.
Yeah.
Hopefully someday we'll see that and hear that.
Well, I don't know. You know, I think one of the reasons why the band didn't happen at the time was that he had just come off being a sideman for David Bowie, and I think as it started to develop, there became such interest in it. I think he saw himself becoming another one of those, and he didn't. Situation like that, and he didn't want to be a sideman. And indeed, when he got together with Ian Hunter, I think it worked out far better for him in retrospect. And he's a great guy and really unusual player. I don't know. I'm sure I'll sign some of those at Tower Records on Friday. I'm looking forward to doing that. Someone came in here and said, Are you into doing this? I really am. It's the first one I've ever done in L.A., so if I've sounded a little hesitant, it's because I'm probably afraid no one's going to come. But, I'm really excited about doing it.
Definitely.
I hope so.
Anyway, we'll be right back with David Cassidy, and we'll take a couple of calls.
Okay, let's do.
The Universal Amphitheater is proud to welcome The Water Boys, December 10th.
Well, it's now officially time.
Get yours at Ticketmaster outlets, including May Company and Music Plus, the Universal Box Office, or charge your tickets by phone. But if I know you, you'll pay the monkeys too. The Waterboys, December 10th. Plus, tickets are on sale now for the Pixies, December 13th, at the Universal Amphitheater.
Hey. Just when you thought you'd heard everything, Music Plus reaches in its bag of tricks and pulls out 808 State, UTV State 90 on Tommy Boy Records. It'll mess up your mind, but it'll clean out your sinuses. Plus, Dramarama. Uniquely tasteful albums now on sale at Music Plus. Dramarama live at the China Club on Chameleon and 808 State UTD State 90 on Tommy Boy. 1198 CD, 798 cassette. Catch Dramarama in concert at the Henry Ford Theater November 2nd and 3rd. Stop by the Music Plus now open in Norwalk at Rosecrans and Flayla. Music Plus.
I'm in my senior year, the first in my family ever to go to college. So it's important for me to do well, not just for myself, but for the ones counting on me. That means extra effort, like studying far into the night. Some nights when I get drowsy, I take No-Doze.
That's new maximum strength No-Doze. Just one easy-to-swallow caplet has the maximum dose of caffeine to help minimize your drowsiness. For occasional use, only as directed. New maximum strength No-Doze. Those who can't doze, No-Doze.
Refreshingly clean.
Yeah, refreshing.
Sea Breeze antiseptic.
Deep clean.
Hey, clean's cool.
After soap and water.
Tingling.
Beautiful.
For skin that's really clean. Sea Breeze. No other clean feels quite like this.
Mom's got deep dark chocolate and chili coconut. Because sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't.
KOQ FM Pasadena, Los Angeles. And I'm here with David Cassidy. And as I said, we're going to make a quick run through some of these calls here.
Sure.
Let's go to this one right here.
Okay.
K-Rock, hello.
Hello, David.
Hi.
I want to have your love child, David.
Oh, baby, I love this. Oh, yeah, mama. Oh, my love child. Who is this?
This is Beth, David.
Thank you, Beth. I really do appreciate that. I got to stop with this sort of people take me seriously. No, love child is not on the agenda for this evening, but thank you very, very much. We'll be at Tower Records on Friday if you want to come, and I'll sign your love child. Be happy to do that.
Okay.
Okay.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Is it true about you?
You mean genetic thing?
The genetic thing.
Tell me the truth. What are you referring to? You mean the thing that, Hollywood rumor?
That one.
Hi, who is
can
this?
Can you say? Can you say? Or do we have to come to Tower and find out?
Well, I'm not sure if you could see it at Tower, but yeah, come to Tower and yeah, use your imagination, okay?
Okay.
But you're gonna wear your sexiest outfit.
I'll do my best.
It's gonna be a lot of trouble after this phone call. Yes. Do your best.
Well, we'll get to the next call.
Okay, thanks for your call.
K-Rock, hello. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, David.
Yeah.
Hey, man. You know, I'm an old fan of you guys.
How old are you?
Well, okay, I'm 25.
Oh, good, man. Thank you. I feel so much better. You're old. Wow.
Well,
what does that make me?
No, I'm sorry. No, that came up totally wrong.
No, that's okay.
I just grew up with you guys.
Thanks.
And I just wanted to call and say, you know, I think it's great that you're back.
Thanks, man. Thank you very much for that call. I appreciate that.
I've heard your music, and I think it's great.
Cool. Hope you like the album. Come to Tower.
All right, cool.
I'll be there on Friday, 3 o'clock.
Cool, man.
All right.
All right, bye.
See ya.
All right, K-Rock, you're on the air with David Cassidy.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, David.
Who's this?
This is Kim.
Hi, Kim.
How are you doing?
Well.
Good. I just wanted to tell you that I've been a fan of yours for 17 years, and it's the greatest thing you've ever done. And when are you going to play live?
Well, I'm going to play live after the new year, I guess. We're going to put the band back together. You know, I've been out doing promotion, so I'm sure I'll put the band together and go out and know that I will be playing here in town.
Great.
Yeah, it would be it would be a crime and a shame not to play here at home, because I have a lot of friends and people and family that I would certainly like to have come and see me. And thank you for supporting me all those years, and sorry I didn't make a record for 12 of them, but God bless you for hanging in there, and I really appreciate your
yeah.
support.
Well, I'll see you at Tower on
okay.
Friday.
On Sunset.
And AM Los Angeles also.
Oh, cool. Yeah,
okay.
I'm going to do that.
You're going to be on that?
Yeah, I think
really?
That day.
Friday morning.
On Friday, too.
Yeah.
Friday morning at AM Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Oh, and also, I want to tell you, I have getting it in the streets, but it's back home in England.
Oh, it is. Cool.
So my mom has it stored okay. back there.
Great. Thanks, Kim.
Okay, we'll
see you Friday.
Friday.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Oh, yeah, Dave, there's somebody I wanted to tell you, said hello. Pamela, Miss Pamela, the GTOs,
do you know,
Pamela Miller.
Do you know what I was about to say? I heard the GTOs album, and Miss Pamela DeBar,
mm-hmm.
we're talking about, she gave me an album, and I thought it was fascinating. I hadn't heard it, the Zappa thing. They do a tribute to you.
Yeah, I think they do.
They do a tribute to Rodney Bingham-Hymer, and recapture that moment in time, sort of like a window in time in the 60s. What was that, 67, the summer of love?
That was 69.
69?
68, 69.
They must have been a wild bunch of girls. I can only
young.
Imagine.
I was very young.
And you were very young.
I was.
That was my excuse for a while, too.
First time I ever said anything in a recording studio. But Pamela's going to be on Sally, Jesse, Raphael
uh-huh.
Thursday at 2 o'clock, along with Angela Bowie
mm-hmm.
and Lori Maddox
mm-hmm.
and Greg from, you know, the band Angel.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be talking about groupies and things.
Really?
That's on the 8th, Thursday, at 2 o'clock, Channel 9.
It's a fascinating subject. One, of course, I would know nothing about.
No, nothing
but
about
I'm going to have to tune in. Anyway,
just to find out.
Yeah, just to find out.
Anyway,
justify.
Let's take a couple more calls. K-Rock.
Hi, David?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Mike. I just wanted to call and say thank you. I'm one of your longest fans, or biggest fans.
Thanks.
I think the first single I ever bought was I Think I Love You. And I just wanted to ask you something. First of all, I think you have the coolest hair in
yeah,
town.
That's what I said earlier.
I was
good
like, always emulating. I always wanted to grow my hair long and told my mom I wanted to look like you.
Oh,
but I wanted
me.
To ask you about your other show, David Cassidy Undercover.
Yeah.
How many episodes of that were made?
We did 10. Which were 10 too many, man.
Really?
No, actually, a lot of people have said to me that recently that they dug the show. It was a little ill-conceived, and in fact, the worst part about it for me, of course, was living down the title of the show, which they conceived that in the last week before they put it on the air.
Oh.
We had been shooting in it. It came out of a movie I did for television, which was a police story I got nominated for an Emmy for, and
right.
It wasn't supposed to be a television series, but, you know, the great minds in TV at the time thought, well, we can capitalize on his former fame. And, you know, I was playing a character. It was so bogus, it became like the Loretta Young Theater, you know. So I have the distinction of being one of the few people in the history of television of having a dramatic show where the title of your name is in the title of the show.
Well, I thought they were cool. I mean, they were the ones that aired, so.
Yeah, well, you know, they took the show 21 Jump Street from that. One of the writers who was writing Man Undercover became the producer, creator of 21 Jump Street. So it was not executed properly, I don't think, the show. And, in fact, it was a tough time for me. I was going through some problems personally with my wife at the time, and my life, my career. I didn't really know what I wanted to do, and from that, as I talked a little earlier about it, really most of the good roles in television kind of dried up after that. So I took to the theater.
TV now in the 90s.
So I think that it's improving.
Cop Rock or anything like that, are you?
Well, there's always bad shows that have come on. No, I'm not saying that's a bad one, but there are bad shows like there were in the 70s and 80s, and I think that in general it's improving the quality of it. I think because people are turning away from network television, the networks are forced to have to try and really create more interesting, more innovative, and I think that they've done that. So, mm-hmm. People have asked me also if I'd go back and do television again. I certainly would like eventually to do that. I think if the right show were to come along and be developed, I would certainly do it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, with the films I've got coming out, who knows? Mm-hmm. I certainly want to act, but I'm going out and playing for a while.
Yeah, we'll play live because
I'm
going to
come
definitely.
And see me.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, come to Tower Records on Friday if you want.
Okay.
3:00.
Okay, man.
Thanks.
See ya.
K-Rock. Hello?
K-Rock, goodbye.
K-Rock.
Yeah, David?
Yep.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you. I went to school with a guy in the 70s, and he used to tell me all the time he worked with you. His name was Greg Kramer. Does that ring a bell?
Doesn't really about all, to be honest.
Really?
But I'm not great on names anyway.
Well,
so
that's cool. I drove a limo anyway out here for a while, and I picked up your brother. He was on a show one time with Robert Conrad. Remember? He did a show. Your brother did a series, and he played like
my brother Sean.
No.
My brother Patrick.
Patrick. That's
Patrick.
Right. I picked him up.
Another
and
illustrious. Another illustrious career. Patrick and who is this now?
He worked on a show with Robert Conrad and his sons.
Patrick?
Cassidy. Yeah, he did it about...
No, you're talking about my brother Ryan. My brother Ryan Cassidy.
Was it Ryan?
Yeah, I have three brothers.
Oh, yeah, Ryan, that's
Sean,
right.
Patrick, and Ryan. And in fact, I think there was a Sons of Famous People on it or something like that.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he was cool. He looked just like it, too. I picked him up from the airport.
He does, and he's very cool. He's a good person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks for your call, man.
All right, man. Take care.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Speaking of,
I want to ask you, your brother, Sean, used to hang out at my club all the time.
I heard that, yeah. Well,
I remember I had him.
He was always in all of those undesirable places, right? No, I'm kidding.
He used to wear, like, the platforms and the satin, and he was like a regular at Rodney's English Disco.
I heard that.
Every night.
Yeah.
He was such a nice guy.
Trolling, too, probably.
He's getting a lot of checks. Definitely. So how is Sean doing?
He's very, very well. In fact, he's got a very, very fine chick, and he's been married for 10, 11, 12 years.
Really?
And they have two beautiful kids. He's doing great. He just finished a play in Toronto about a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
And if you saw CBS, I think, premiered 2 weeks ago, a movie, Over My Dead Body.
Mm. I remember that.
2 hour, right.
That, yeah.
Which did, I think, quite well. He was kind of responsible for consulting and putting the thing together before he went out and did this play. And
he's not doing any more records or singing.
No, he's not doing that.
He had number one records as well.
He did, yeah. And exactly right.
And Warner Brothers?
I think he saw shortly after he got into it that the experience, although it might have been cool when his big brother was doing it and looked like great, how to get out of high school and get a job quick.
I remember him and his band, Longfellow, were the opening act for Iggy Pop at my club.
Really?
It was really bizarre. And Iggy Pop slit up his chest with a razor blade afterwards.
I missed all this phase of Sean's career. I guess I was, I don't know, probably brain dead at the time, but or something like that. I'm going to have to discuss. He never mentioned that to me.
Ask him about that. Tell him I said hello.
I will.
Definitely.
I will. He may be listening anyway.
Well, anyway, I'd like to thank David for coming by, but, Bobby Elliott's going to be here from Primal Scream.
Uh-huh.
He's like a fan of like the 70s and the late 60s. You should hang around. I bet he has a couple of questions he might want to ask you on the air.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure whether I'm going to be able to hang around. I got some other people outside waiting for me. But
you should at least meet him.
I'm
going to
meet him. Definitely.
And he's going to come up next. But first, I'm going to play you this. This is for David Cassidy. This is a surprise. And since this song did come out 20 years, right?
Yeah.
I Think I Love You.
I Think I Love You came out, yeah.
Well, here it is, brand new, just not even out yet, by a very big band in England called Voice of the Beehive.
Oh, yeah.
I Think I Love You. And here it is on KROQ. Don't forget David Cassidy at Tower Records.
On Sunset.
On Friday.
Right, 3 o'clock. Yeah. I'm going to be there, so Tina's be there or be square.
All right.
I want to thank everybody.